Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. Well, I've been explaining about the Meditation Sutra, which is the visualization and meditative steps, of the practice steps. And we went to the ninth step, which is the main, most important steps, the part. So I thought about, well, we finished this sutra, but some people might want to know what is until the end. So I decided to continue. However, what I realized, there's one thing that I realized through this talking about, explaining about this meditation steps. Well, in general, in Japan, there is an image that who practice or who think about the pure and the, well, in another world of the Buddhism, in the concept of the paradise. Well, in the Buddhist world, it's infinite joy. Whoever think about this, and is more people like who is on the way to die, like getting old or getting sick, or, and people who are busy with living in life, for the realistic life, are not familiar with the thing to visualize the life after next. But however, this is not really, the pure land is not really life after next, because it's just a different dimension, and it is still exists right now. Just a different dimension, and not be able to see by physical eyes. But anyway, these are the images, because this image in general in Japan is a pure land where the people go after die, that's so people chant Nam Amida Butsu mantra for that. And for the people who are busy with the business and life, physical life, maybe practice meditation or mindful to feel peace and relax and something like this. But what I realized, is, it's opposite. Who really totally fully live with whole heart, with whole spirit, whole life for the living, okay? For the mission, for the living itself, the life. The one is who are living with whole spirit, whole life, is the one who has clear image, subconsciously clear image of the infinite world after death, and bright world after death. Not consciously, but subconsciously. Or another word, if the even subconsciously clearly knows that there is an infinite world after death, then people no longer can waste time, the unmeaningful time, and start to live fully, meaningfully, with whole spirit, whole life, all whole existence. You know what I realized from the experience? It's something interesting because I never thought about it. Well, I'm teaching Tao Shiatsu, and in the Tao Shiatsu method, the practitioner has to go really to the physical limit of the receiver, to work on the physical limit, and you know, give pressure to physical limit of the receiver, of the patient. Of course, if you just press physically, it just hurts, okay? But if the practitioner is fully with empathic imagination, how the receiver feeling, and also not pressing the part, but whole body, but not only the whole body, but whole nature. Not only whole nature, but with image of the whole pressing together, not also whole universe. The key energy will penetrate the whole body and whole nature and whole universe. But after the physical limit, the real thing start. After the physical limit, the practitioner will keep going with moment to moment increase the, every moment increase the prayers, or basically prayers and visualization, or whatever we do in the chanting practice. And receiver can feel the moment to moment increasing comfortableness and joy and whatever as of infinitive development. And it's even affect to the all the karmatic relation of the receiver. And receiver can feel it, that it is not only affecting to oneself, but all connecting other people. And this is the point. Whoever able to do this, or whenever the state is to be able to do such an effective key shiatsu, it means that the giver is already clearly making up the mind that the infinitive world, infinitive development world, that practitioner is bringing the receiver to there. Also, because the physical limit is clearly in the mind before starting, which means that whoever really goes to the state of the infinitive development is a person who is clearly living, working onto the physical limit. And this is very symbolic, because the same thing as I said, whoever clearly already the image that is in the pure land, the infinite joy, the infinite world of infinite development, can no longer live to by wasting the time in the life, because it is like a half-baked, not doing the best, and you know, still have some energy left. Maybe using like a 70%, 60%, 70% energy to do something. No. The one who is already in the pure land is doing the best. 100% baked. that is well done. In this state, of, with this way of living and state of the heart, when you receive this shiatsu from this state of the heart and this way of living, we really, really feel that we brought to the infinite world. But if like not really living, not clearly the infinite world after death, and still keeping the, some energy, not doing the best, like half-baked, receiver feels that not satisfied, want something more, but not really. And this is also what not only receiver, but also whole nature, whole universe feels. So, live fully with whole heart, whole spirit, and with whole existence. It is living like a very young ages, a forever young spirit. I hope you also live like that and not to regret any moment. Well, I couldn't explain about the continuation of the visualization meditation sutra, so it's gonna be the next time. May you and people around you and people in the world live fully with whole heart, whole spirit, and whole existence, and happy future every moment.